This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Now, we've got about 5 minutes if there are questions arising from Keith's presentation or indeed arising from earlier in the day, if you want to raise them with him. Yeah, could you say where you're from to start?
Brian Liston, A&S Training College. You mentioned as a result of your report something in the region of 2,000 bogus colleges, and I think it was a serious problem prior to Tier 4. Currently, licensed colleges, I think, number less than 2,000. Mm-hmm. So are you actually saying that every one of those colleges is bogus? If you're saying it's still 2,000.
No, that was the figure, of course, before. These figures come from those who've been taken off the accreditation list. So these are government figures. Prior to that, it was 4,000, and they've taken 2,000 off. So ministers will say, we have found 2,000 bogus colleges. Because those that are accredited is half what they were before. But what I think we ought to do is not believe that the problem is solved. We need to make sure that we are vigilant so that those who put themselves forward are those who are in a position to teach good quality education. And I'm not sure that every single one of them is perfect. So we need to make sure that we monitor those that are on the list as well.
But I think Tier 4 is working.
Good. Well, if it was working, sir, I think it's very strange that the Prime Minister should have called for a review, and there is actually now a review of Tier 4. I agree the system is better, but there are problems, because there is evidence to show there is problems, and we do need to look at it. But you're right, it is a better system than the system we had before.
Matthew Anderson, TVA UK. The review that the Prime Minister called for last week has sent panic waves through the world of FE, I think it's fair to say. We are now worried that the ability to have students coming over at level three, so one below university, is going to be taken away, and that's going to pretty much kill off the international operations of many of the people in this room, and we won't be having an event like this next year if that is the case. The other point really is that we've talked about bogus college and things, but in pretty much every city, every town around the country, there are big FE colleges, state colleges. Is it possible to have these somehow defined differently from the what I'd probably describe more as training providers? Because these are not the source of bogus students. These are big community hubs. These are big employers, is a big contributor to the local communities. And if the level three provision is taken away, it will kill the international activities of these colleges.
Well, I hope that that does not happen. That's not what we've suggested. We think that there are problems with Tier 4. There are problems in that, in my view, the entry clearance officers are not given a discretion to intervene. It is too absolute, the points-based system. And therefore, there is evidence, has been evidence, that money that people put into their accounts is circulating into other people's accounts so that they qualify. There's nothing wrong with a review, but the government needs to be reminded always about the importance of the education sector. You know the figures. It's about 8 billion, the contribution to GDP from the education sector. No government's going to want to stop that happening. But I do think that there's an easy win that is there to be taken, and that is if we restrict the use of the word college to those that are colleges, then we will find that it's quite obvious what a college is. I mean, a goose is a goose, isn't it? A goose is not a duck. So I'm sure there is some kind of saying which was probably from Michael McIntyre or someone like that. You know if it's a college because it's got all the attributes of a college. And you know one room where students do not come and get taught is not a college, but they're still called a college. So get the inspection right, and I think you are protected. And so long as we do that, and so long as all of you are part of that system, because you all are the people who are going to be policed. I mean, just standing outside, a couple of people came up to me and said, well, what about that bogus college? People know, you know who these people are, don't you? Otherwise, people wouldn't be telling me these things. So it's important that that information is made readily available, but also that you are protected to provide the education that you do. And I would hate to see your international work stopped, because what makes us so special as a country is not just that we're a mirror to the world, but also that people can come from all over the world and study here in safety and comfort and know they're getting good quality education. That's what we want to preserve.
Thank you very much.